Mara James, CEO of Extraordinary Lives Foundation and the Hugs for Life Healing Center, and author.
So what inspired you to create the foundation?
Great question. So 10 years ago, at the age of 48 years old, out of the blue, I experienced a manic episode and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Didn't even know I had any issues that needed healing, and it started me on my healing journey. And once I was able to be weaned off my medication, I was very inspired to help others with mental health challenges. And especially most of my healing journey was focused on my inner child. So I felt like if we focus on younger children, we could help them, hopefully not having their issues spiral out of control.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your mental health journey?
Yeah, so I always had undiagnosed anxiety and PTSD. But 10 years ago, I started having was actually what I would call a spiritual awakening. And what's interesting is a couple people said, well, you had a near-death experience. So when you talk to somebody about a near-death experience, I don't hear people, you know, anyone, you know, diagnosing them with a mental health challenge. But myself included, and a lot of people that I've spoken to that have these spiritual awakenings are diagnosed with a mental health challenge. I find it very interesting. So going through my own experiences, I have a whole new understanding of what bipolar means, schizophrenia, psychotic breaks. I now see that there are a lot of gifts associated with mental health challenges, and the greater the gift, the greater the challenge.
How does it feel for you to help other people going through a similar experience?
Oh, it fills my heart and soul, and I do it. It's the best thing I can do. And I do it. Currently, I don't get paid for it. I have a whole book coming out. It's called Unconditional. It's Mental Health Redefined. And I'm so excited to get the word out there because there's so many things that I have learned that we need to start talking about if we want to change the trajectory of mental health. And I always say, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional, and healing is possible. And people don't know that. And I want to give them, you know, medication is great to help stabilize, but I feel like that's the band-aid, and there's healing that can be done to really help people suffer less and live happier, healthier lives.
With writing a book, what is it like getting all your emotions, feelings, all out on the paper?
It's been an interesting journey. Well, first of all, I started it as a memoir, and I have a really hard time writing about myself because I feel like a narcissist, and my dad was a narcissist, and that's the last thing I'd ever want to be. So I felt really uncomfortable. I found editor/ghostwriter, and it made it really helpful because it helped me talk about a character that wasn't me. So that made it a lot easier. And then we transformed it from into a teaching memoir. So I'm sharing my stories to help connect with the audience and to help them. It's not about me for the sake of being about me. It's just sharing my experiences to help them understand what, you know, what I went through and what they went through, and just, yeah.
For me, when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder too, I was 37, so I was older in life. And I always think, like, what could my life have been if I was diagnosed at an early age? How important is it to talk about mental health and know your mental illness at a younger age?
Well, it's really interesting. So I was diagnosed at 48 years old, even older than you. And I don't know if you ever heard of this, but in Eastern philosophy, they state that someone is diagnosed with bipolar disorder at the age of 13 or older, it means they're holding a strong resentment. And actually, it could be a toxic hatred towards somebody. And I think that's profound, because as I started on my healing journey, I realized, like, I really had this resentment towards my dad. And I chose to go on a healing and forgiveness journey. And doing that changed my heart and changed, which changed my brain chemistry. And that allowed me to be weaned off my medication and live a much more peaceful life. So working, I believe that most, if not all, mental health challenges stem from a lot of traumas, big and little T's. And the sooner we can help somebody through that and heal it, and with a younger person or a child, they say that it takes 7 years to get that bipolar diagnosis. So if we could help children, teens, anybody that's willing to look inside and move them from victimhood, where life happens to me and have all this anger and resentment, and guide them to move that, like life happens for them, we will change the trajectory of mental health diagnoses. You use the word illness. I don't like to use the word illness. The difference of illness and wellness is the I in illness and the we in wellness, and it's profound. Just working together. It's a disease, which is only means dis-ease, and we have emotional and physical diseases that all are healable.
And I see a lot of your posts on LinkedIn and social media. What is it like getting your voice out there on these different platforms?
Well, I have, so through my nonprofits, well, we have the Extraordinary Lives Foundation, then the Hugs for Life Healing Center bridges the gap between medical professionals and holistic healers. And we have some amazing healers that are not evidence-based, but the proof is in the pudding. And we're moving that actually out of the Extraordinary Lives Foundation, ELF, whose mission is to improve children's mental health and emotional wellness. So I have people, it's not me, I have a social media team that gets out what we do out there. As I move into this new world of being kind of an educator and an inspirer to guide and inspire people on their healing journeys, that's going to be something entirely new. I don't know what that looks like yet, but I'll definitely have someone that knows professionally how to really help get the word out there and just get me in front of people that are open to healing. Right, a lot of people say, I have a diagnosis, I'm done, that's it. I take my medication, maybe I take five medications, maybe I'm still suffering on my medication. So it's the people that are really looking to change their life. That's, I'll look for somebody, or the universe will bring me the perfect person to help me reach the people that are open to changing their lives.
What is it like hearing these stories of other people succeeding in life with the disease?
It's amazing. I haven't heard many, but it would be amazing. So when you say succeeding, if somebody's happy, that's what to me success is. It's happiness. If somebody is truly happy, then power to them, because that's what it's all about. I received a message from the universe one day during my awakening that said, we're all on a journey to heal and we're ignoring our mission, right? And my goal is so to be happy, to be truly happy and live in a world of bliss, I personally believe that we need to release all anger, resentment, shame, blame, guilt, pride, and all those egotistical emotions to move towards peace, faith, love, and trust, and literally having like heaven here on earth. So if I could hear about people that are living in peace, faith, love, and trust, no matter whether they have a diagnosis or not, or if they're medicated or not, that is amazing. So last summer, Oprah Winfrey was interviewing Dr. Vivek Murthy at UCLA. And when I was there, Dr. Vivek Murthy said that one out of two Americans are experiencing loneliness. And that's suffering. I don't care if they have a diagnosis or not, right? Again, I said, suffering is optional. Healing is possible, and people don't know that. And this is what's so important. So I pray that everybody, whether or not they're medicated, could just live happy lives. I know even for me, I still do healing 10 years later, because that little dark voice loves to come into our heads. I was told by a healer that's studying for a PhD that 90% of our thoughts aren't our thoughts. And if they were all love and light, that would be amazing. But there's a lot of dark voices that come into our head, and we think it's our own, and it's not. So,
That what you're talking made me think a lot about, what I go through and all that. And I know for me, like the littlest things, compliments and all that do the world of difference for me.
When somebody compliments you,
Yes.
Is that what? Right. So that's beautiful. The problem is you're relying on the external world to make you feel good, as opposed to me, there's only like mental health and spirituality are very connected. Are you, and
Yeah.
not, you know, are you religious or spiritual?
Yeah.
Okay, so to
Yeah,
me, like,
I'm
there's a way,
Catholic, yes.
Okay, so when we pray, we speak to God. When we meditate, we hear from God. So when we connect to like our higher power, we don't need any approval from anybody externally. We get it from God, from our higher self, from God, and from ourselves. So needing that external validation, yes, it always feels good, but needing that is not healthy, and we should be able to give it to ourselves. And we are these divine beings having a human experience. We are so connected to this divinity that, you know, it doesn't matter what other people say, because we should know from inside that we are amazing and perfect just the way we are.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
Every time something is bothering me, I will journal about it. I will go talk to my inner child. I will say how old, I will look to see how old she is and what is going on, right? Like right now with a lot of like business changes, I had to look inside, and because I was feeling a lot of emotion, and I saw myself as this 3-year-old little girl going like the Energizer Bunny, going right and left, right and left. Like, mind you, both of my parents were mentally ill. My mom was bipolar, my dad was a narcissist. Later find out that he was a pedophile and all these terrible things, but he was also a victim when he was a child that made him that way. Anyway, so when I saw this 3-year-old going back and forth, like, how can I help her? And I just held her in my arms, and she just passed out. She was exhausted. And this is where, as I was parenting my inner child, I feel like the universe is parenting me to tell me, like, we got you. We got you. You have nothing to worry about. You will get all the resources you need when needed. And it's the most beautiful, profound thing. When we are filled with us and our higher self, and, you know, this other, you know, again, I don't like to use the word God because it can offend people, but like with our higher selves or higher power, it doesn't matter what happens around us because our pillar is so strong. And if somebody can say something or do something that makes our pillar softer, that's something that we need to look into healing.
Where do you want to see your mission, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
So I have a few missions, right? So I'll start with the first one is working with Extraordinary Lives Foundation. And really what we our goal is to be in every school. We have worked in California with a local assembly person and California state treasurer to proclaim September as Children's Emotional Wellness Month. We were fighting this battle of trying to make mental health changing the stigma, and we can't. So we gave up on that, and now we're, instead of like focusing on May as Mental Health Awareness Month, we're really focusing on September as Children's Emotional Wellness Month. It's a lighter energy. Parents are more open to that. And we see ourselves in being, we're starting off in preschool in Orange County, but we see ourselves being preschool to high school, having a week-long program that will be in all schools that the teacher can reach out and give children amazing tools, starting with our piggy bear character for young children, then, but different tools as they get older. So this is like a global, well, global, but national movement that we're looking to do for ELF. The Hugs for Life Healing Center, it's really educating, inspiring, and teach people about holistic healing modalities that could transform their lives, whether they're having physical or emotional ailments, or their child or someone in their family is. And then this, you know, the book I'm writing, it's the first of a few ideas I have, and really just being out there. And that's also, as I'm out there with Unconditional, it's also feeding people, hopefully, into the Hugs for Life Healing Center, which is now virtual, to guide people on their healing journey. So lots of different missions, but all, you know, full force ahead.
How did you create the piggy character?
So great question. Thank you for asking. So during my manic episode, I say I don't even feel like I created it. I feel like it was given to me through me. It came through me. So during my manic episode, I find this stuffed animal. It was an adorable pig. And I'm like, power the pig. Pig's going to save the world. And my daughter's like, why is my mom at my softball game with this stuffed pig? And my husband was horrified. And my therapist is like, why a pig? Anyway, so after I was weaned off my medication after a year, year and a half of a lot of hard work, I felt the need to write and something about the pig. And it was, then I showed this pig to a woman and she goes, oh, it looks more like a bear than a pig. It was so judgmental. And I said, thank you. And I didn't say this to her, but I said, thank you, God, we're going to call it Piggy Bear. And let's not judge if it looks like a pig or if it looks like a bear. It doesn't matter. We're all amazing just the way we are. So, and then I started yoga. And then I learned about like this, we did this. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best. We need hugs from other people, but we can, you know, help our own emotions by doing the self-hug. And if you hold it 10 to 20 seconds, it releases oxytocin, which helps to fight sadness. I learned about in yoga deep belly breathing. So we teach now Piggy Bear's deep belly breathing. We just call it Piggy Bear's breathing. And literally, because when people breathe, they usually go like this. And the shoulders raise, but we don't want their shoulders to move. We want their belly to grow. And it's very counterintuitive, but literally 5 deep Piggy Bear breaths, and it just calms the nervous system, and it's amazing. So, yeah, and all these things, we just actually found out we had the former head animator from The Simpsons animated our first short film, and we won, you know, there's the Emmys and the Grammys, but we just found out that we won something called the Tellys, which is really exciting, and that's, you know, you're not a short film or if you're a commercial, so that was exciting, and, you know, I'm just waiting for partners to come that really love what Piggy Bear is teaching. It's really Mr. Rogers and a spiritual guru incarnated in this pure, loving plush that's there for kids to empower them and just teach them beautiful things from the heart. You know, teach them how to identify and manage their emotions, teach them how to say, I am amazing, and other powerful words and empowering words. So, yeah, we're really, so that's where kind of Piggy Bear I really feel like has come through me. And it's interesting. I feel like I'm watching it like transform in front of my eyes. It's really cool.
How can people reach out and learn more?
So if they're interested in what we're doing with Piggy Bear and the Extraordinary Lives Foundation for Children's Mental Health and Wellness, they can go to our website, www.elfempowers.org. If they're interested in holistic healing, they would go to hugs, H-U-G-S, for F-O-R, life.org. And, you know, I encourage people to reach out because we're all about helping people to live happier, healthier lives.